Blog Talk Radio.
Hello out there, we're on the air, it's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores, that's a good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Second period, where players dash with skates aflash, the home team trails behind. But they grab the puck and go bursting up, and they're down across the line. They storm the crease like bumblebees, they travel like a burning flame. We see them slide the puck inside, it's a 1-1 hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Third period, last game in the playoffs, too. Oh, take me where the hockey players face off down the rink. And the Stanley Cup is all filled up for the champs who win the drink. Now the final flick of a hockey stick and a one gigantic scream. The puck is in, the home team wins the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.
All right, welcome everybody. We apologize for the technical difficulties to the 2023 NAFA trade deadline show. I am George Brew, the owner, GM, team mascot, director of social media, team psychiatrist of the Jersey City Night Dogs. Thank you to Brian for introducing me to this league. I've had a great time this year. Frank will join us. Brian will join us. Everybody else will as we inch down closer to the 2023 NAFA trade deadline, which is midnight Eastern time. A lot of moves have happened today. We'll get into some of those as we move on tonight. So we wait for Frank and Brian and whoever else to call in. We want to remind you that all trades must be completed by midnight to call into this show and talk about your team and where you are standing part. 515-605-9882. Now for the state of the league, here is Frank. Hi, Frank.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm hanging in tonight.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad you're hanging in there tonight.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm making it through the entire show, but I'll attempt to make through most of it. But we got a few deals today, and good to see that, and hopefully a few more before the next hour and 11 minutes. And so how are you doing? How are you enjoying your season?
I'm doing well. Technical difficulties are always my favorite part of doing any of this stuff. that day. Tried. And stupid Mac doesn't want to work right. But we'll get there. Time for the State of the Union, or State of the Nation, or State of the League.
Okay, so first, I wanted to go through the hell it's going to be at the at midnight tonight. We have a few things that I'd like to just generally go over. At midnight, the host of the show, whether it's you or Sam Warren, either one, once we get to 12 o'clock, I mean, as we lead up to it, you can say, okay, there's 15 minutes to go, there's 30 minutes to go, 10 minutes, 5 minutes. When we get to the last, you know, 10 seconds or so, you can make a quick announcement to say, does anybody else have any deals that are possibly going to go through? And they have to be announced either on the show, in the NAFTA chat of Facebook, or via email. Now, email is going to take longer for you to type it up and get it out there that something's going on. So the best way would be the chat room or on the phone. If there's nothing in that list, a few seconds or so, and there's nothing on the chat and there's nothing on the phone, then once you get to the phone call, you call it, the deadline is over, and we move on. If there's anything and somebody says, I got a deal done, I'm typing it up now, that's okay. They'll have time to get it through. They have 30 minutes to get it through by 12:30. Both sides need to have it announced and approved via email, the entire deal. So because there could be a last second, like I'll give you a, you know, a fourth for a player, and it's like, okay, but you don't have time to type all that up. So you can say, okay, I just got a deal done. And then you got to figure out the return pick and all that other stuff. So so that'll be how that works. I also want to firstly thank Craig for his tireless work, especially during the draft and days like today. That is a job that nobody in this league wants to do, is having that roster file. So thank you, Craig. Thank you all that have helped me make decisions with the league along the way. And speaking of the decisions, the front office has discussed a couple of things that could possibly go in next year. Couple of tweaks. One with the number one overall pick, the picks 1, 2, 3, and 4, and they will still be based on the last 5 weeks of the season, but instead of record, it will go by NAFA quotient. The highest NAFA quotient of the four teams outside the playoffs over the 5 weeks will get the number one overall pick, and then 2, 3, and 4, and so on. That will only be for the first round, as always. That is something that we're still discussing, but that is a possibility. The other one is we are considering having conditional trades within the last 2 weeks before the deadlines. Will be week 16 and week 17, which was the long week we just had in this past week, where we could allow trades be made with conditional draft picks. Now, like, let's say you were close on the deal and you can't decide if it's a second or a third. You say, okay, if you make the playoffs, or if you win the cup, or if you make the second round, you know, it becomes a second round pick, but instead it's a third. So on and so forth, a couple ideas like that. It would have to be written out in the deal. It would have to be approved by Craig and myself before the deal becomes official. And all conditions have to be done by the end of the current year. There's nothing can be pushed on to future draft picks. It has to be done this year. So you can't say, well, if you win the cup in the next 2 years, well, that can't happen. It has to be this year. Or it could be if you protect the player this year, that's something that can happen. And there's other different things that we could consider allowing there too. But again, like I said, would have to be approved by myself and Craig. And we're still in the talk phase of that, but that's something that we could possibly allow. And that's pretty much the state of the league. I think it's been a pretty good year. Pretty happy with how we handled everything, and We got some teams that have had a great year. We've had some teams that had a tough year. I can run into scores, current scores of all games that are currently completed. So this does not include the Carolina-Washington game, the Ranger-Calgary game, or any other game that's currently going. So of games that are complete and final, Jacksonville leads Calgary 9-3. Nashville leads Kelowna 11-2. Orlando leads San Antonio 6-5. That's a close game. Delaware leads Allentown 9-0. Las Vegas over San Francisco 6-4 currently. Philadelphia over Peterborough 5-3 currently. Long Island with a big lead on San Diego 10-2. And Jersey City over Atlantic City 3-1 currently. So that is where I'm at. And feel free to take it away. Take some other callers.
All right. Well, we'll welcome in the guy who usually, but this year decided he wanted me to do it for some odd reason. Hello, Mr. Sanborn.
Brian.
Oops, sorry. Good morning. Good morning. I just unmute myself. Sorry.
It's
I was
funny.
Cursing you off the whole time. So.
Well, you know, it's funny. I had muted my own microphone here. Right before I went to you, and I was like, oh, great, that's it. There you go. I'm sure he didn't hear me.
Yeah. How's it going?
Not much. So it's the front office and me here, except for Craig. I got screwed out of goal tonight, according to the score, because they had McAvoy scoring, but he didn't score. Damn it. I was enough happy about
yeah,
it. I was happy when I saw Charlie scoring. I'm like, oh, bastards. By the way, in typical What's Bruin fashion, just let it fly if you have to.
Oh, man. Everyone. What's going on out there? So,
I haven't done a show where I actually had a talk in so long that I almost forget what I'm doing.
I know. This feels odd even to me. It's like,
you know, here's the funny thing. Like, for those of you who do know, I am part owner of 100 Mix FM, and it's a music station. So I do weekly a music show. I don't ever talk. I do my sound bites and whatever I have to do, and that's it. We lost Frank. I'm sure he'll call back.
Dropped
one bastard on here, and Frank's hanging up on us.
Are you like DJ George, like doing like...
I'm DJ Fat Shady.
Freestyle hits from the 90s or something like that? What are you doing over there?
No, I'm DJ Fat Shady.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, there's Fat Joe and Slim Shady. I'm just a mix of both of them. No, I play good music. I got this, like, microphone set up, and I'm like, oh, this is great. And I'm like, oh, I'll just, you know, use the Bluetooth. And I'm like, oh, perfect, I'll use my Mac. And then my Mac, for some reason, just did not want to open Google.
First of all, what kind of Mac do you have that freezes? I mean, what is this?
I have a
Mac OS 4? I mean, what do you
have? I have a Mac. I have a Mac. What the hell is a Mac? Like a 2012 Mac. And I love it.
Okay.
If I use it, like, daily, it's perfect.
Yeah.
It's like that old Jeff Foxworthy bit about how, like, you know, a woman is like, you know, a sports car, you just start it up and go. But, like, you know, I'm like an old Chevy truck where you just got to crank it, and once it runs for a long, long, long time. But the problem is, I just got to get going. Luckily for me, it, like, finally started to work, and I'm like, oh, good, I can look at emails for trades that may come through here in the next couple minutes. Thing is,
well,
like,
there's gonna be stuff coming through. I mean, there's no doubt about it. What's weird about these deadlines, and you know it, sometimes it goes like we go like 30 minutes with just nothing, and all of a sudden we get like four or five deals. So,
well, I'm waiting for Donnie Schultz offer to call in. But he's out getting he's looking for a rub and a tug at this present moment. If he wants to adopt. See, I'm sorry.
Come on,
no, it's not. But you know what? I'm still upset that there's not a in this league, there's not a Mystery Alaska Eskimos or Mystery Eskimos or something. Yeah. I really am upset with myself that I didn't go that route when naming the Night Dogs.
So
but I could, but you know what? There's Night Dog merchandise now, which will be coming next season.
Night Dog merchandise.
I got a...
Come get your Jersey City Night
Dog
gear.
See, Night
Dog
stuff.
Today. Hey. Oh, man.
So you got the game I'm interested in tonight, obviously, is Vegas and Tampa is 2-2, and they are trading goals like a fight. Like, it is like Tampa scores,
really
Vegas scores. Tampa scores, Vegas scores. And it's like Vegas scored off, like, I really think it's like both face-offs after they gave up goals.
Yep.
I'm sitting here trying to
on San Jose.
In the funny thing is, I'm
Dylan
sitting here talking to
20th, by the way.
I'm talking to somebody in the league, and but here's the best, man. I'm talking to somebody in the league, and I'm like trying to pump Aiden Hill's tires. I'm like, oh, this is perfect, yo. Pick up Aiden Hill. He's starting for Vegas now. And he gives up 2 goals in 10 minutes. I'm like, oh, maybe they should play closer.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I'm in a money league, and I sat him tonight. Oh, and of course I got Frederick Anderson in the money league. And, of course, the Capitals score in the third period. Well, of course they do. I mean, it's just the way it goes every time.
Yeah.
Cannot get a shutout, man.
All right. There has been a trade to the trade desk here.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm actually – I could be your assistant tonight.
Okay. Oh, I could do it. I want to do the first one.
All right, that's...
that we're going to do that for Orlando and San Diego. Actually, we should probably have like Alicia like announce the trades.
That'd be fun.
Orlando has traded with San Jose, San Diego. Dan was in search of a goaltender, and he has traded Casey DeSmith and his 6th-round pick to Orlando.
Okay.
For Philip Grubauer and Orlando's 11th round pick.
All right. Doug's just stacking picks, man.
Doug is stacking picks right now.
This draft's going to be done before both of us get started, the way it's going.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Should we run down the trades of today?
You could certainly do that. I mean, if you have them at your disposal, we could go through them and just put this out there. If you guys are listening, man, call in. We and George talking to you is going to be very boring for 2 hours. Although now it's really never boring.
No, it won't be, but you'll get tired of hearing us talk, you know, crap to each other. Frank is, you know, it's funny. Like Frank really, like we like having Frank. Frank should really be like in the war room and just like getting all the trade particulars. And, okay. So let's see here. Here we start. Orlando is involved in this deal with Orlando.
I had a hard time with that for a while.
Kelowna, yeah.
I had a hard time.
Well, that's that Jersey City ease I got.
Pretty much.
Orlando received Brad Marchand. Because, you know, I'm going to read the names like I'm doing that. I'm going to do the biz. I've had a few Pink Whitneys tonight. I've had a couple big deal brewing companies.
Have you?
To get ready for this, yeah, dude. Big Deal Brewings,
you
I can crush.
Grand whiskey tonight. You had no Eric Grand.
So here's the thing with the. All right, so here's the thing with the Eric Grand whiskey. The bottle I had is now gone.
Oh, somebody consumed it.
The bottle I had is gone.
Pretty good tonight.
Yeah, I was. No, I've been working on that bottle for a couple of weeks now. Plus, like, you know, I'm trying to, like, you know, spread the word on it because it's, you know, obviously presenting sponsor of the Jersey City Night Dogs. And, like, you know, I work with people. And
it's for a good cause.
And it's a great cause. And if, you know, I mean, not everybody's going out and buying a case, but if you get your local liquor store to buy it here you go. I'm going to be like Shawn Michaels now when they're doing stuff on WWE television. For every case of Eric LeGrand whiskey, go to ericlegrandwhiskey.com. For every case that is sold, $5.20 go to the Christopher Reeve Foundation, the Eric LeGrand chapter of it. It is a great bourbon. It's a 44. It's an 88 proof Kentucky bourbon.
I like that.
It is. Let me tell you, I am a whiskey guy, right? Mm-hmm. Like I like my brown liquor, like nobody's business. All in all, it's not that I'm saying this because I have a buddy who's part owner of it, and I love Eric. But damn, does it make a fine Irish Kentucky coffee. So $5.20 of every case goes to Christopher Reeve and, the Eric LeGrand section of that. Everything got dropped on February 1st. It will be regularly in your liquor store if you live in New Jersey and I think Kentucky, some parts of New York, March 1st.
Okay. All right. There we go.
So, but if you want yours sooner, go to ericlegrandwhiskey.com. In the shop, you can order it. I may be able to, I think you can send one out to you.
I don't know. I do live in a different country. I live in California.
I know you do.
I'm only kidding. I'm just being funny. So anyway,
let me see.
We'll talk about that off air. We'll talk about that.
Dude, I will make sure that you get a bottle of it. I do have a case coming.
I don't know. Jack Eichel maybe scoring a goal sometime soon.
Could be nice.
I had to get it in. I'm sorry.
Dude, it'd be nice. You know what? It'd be nice if any of my Golden Knights would score.
I know. Well, I have ulterior motives, and I know Frank loves them. And I know he loves the ulterior motives that he does.
And just like that, Shea Theodore has scored for the Golden Knights to make it 3-2.
Oh. He's the king of
late
Saturday night.
We finally got – we have a lead tonight. So this is where it's bad with me. I don't know all the phone numbers, so I apologize.
Oh, I know. I'll try to help you with this tonight because –
All right, so
–
Oh, our man – it is the man of the hour, though. Doug and the owner of the Orlando Wolverines has called in. Hey, Doug, how are you?
Yes. Hey, good, thanks. How are
What's
you?
Up?
Can anybody hear me?
Good. Yeah.
Yes,
well, if you want me to, I can announce everybody like I'm RA on Spin Chicklets. Like, I'll give you like a 4-minute long introduction for like, did you, like, I'm sitting there watching like this. Have you ever listened to Chicklets? When like, I'm listening in there.
Yeah, I listened to the Darlene interview the other day. So.
Yeah, like, so I'm listening to that. I'm like, do you really have that much shit to say about Rasmus Darlene? I'm watching like the stool scenes that they had from like the All-Star game, and it's like Rod DeBod should have like a 6-hour fucking like introduction. They're like, here's the coach of the Carolina Hurricanes, Rod Brindamore, and I'm like, really? He probably should have more. So Doug.
Oh man.
You got my boy Marshy, which I'm happy to see him move.
Yeah.
I mean, I could go through all these trades, but it's only an hour, and we only have like an hour and 50 minutes left in the stream here. Good day for you.
Yeah, you know, I woke up this morning, and I really didn't think I was going to do much today. But I made the move for Marchand, and I was actually – considering keeping him, but Frank came in with, you know, a big offer. So I moved him.
When we talk about a Frank deal, can we just, like, play a Macho Man Randy Savage bit? Because it always seems like he's coming off the top rope with a fucking, like, big elbow.
You got to go big or go home, man. That's just the way it goes. You know what I mean?
Yep. Because, you know, it's like those days. It was like that one NFL draft where the Patriots got Vince Wilfork. It's like, oh, the rich get richer. Why shouldn't they have?
Yeah, absolutely. I hear you. So, Doug, how are you feeling overall, though, like where you stand right now at this moment?
Oh, overall, I feel pretty good. It's been a rough year for me. You know, I went into the season thinking I wasn't going to do much because I was typically, you know, somebody who sold, you know, basically sold the year before to try and compete. And, you know, this year I said, I'm going to go into the draft next year with all of my picks or a lot of my picks. So I didn't really do that. And then I was trying to get younger, a lot younger. And so I traded some of the older players that I had for picks. And I was going to be into the Bedard sweepstakes for next year, but the opportunity presented itself to get Matthews, so I decided to go after Austin Matthews instead.
Gotcha.
So,
nah, listen, I mean, when a guy like that becomes available, they're hard to pass up, right? There's certain flavors where... Go ahead, George, you were going to say?
Well, you know, and here's the thing, like, I think we all agree that Bedard's special, and if you can get him early, like, you know, if you have the number one overall pick and that's who you're going after, great. But, like, he's doing this against guys that probably aren't going to make the NHL. Like, I see it, but I don't see it. Like, I see a lot of Taylor Hall in him, and that would scare me.
Whoa, Taylor Hall?
I see a lot of Taylor Hall draft, like, coming into the draft with him. Okay? Right? Because Taylor Hall was supposed to be McDavid.
Man. Oh, this guy is at that level. I mean, that's what the, you know, Crosby. Let's just, you know, Crosby.
Well, then McDavid. Again, we also thought Lafreniere was supposed to be at this level, too.
No, I mean, Lafreniere is supposed to be a phenomenal player, but I don't think he's at that level.
You never know. I don't know. It's the way that they're all talked about too, Brian. You know, it's like, oh, he's like the great Canadian hope.
Yeah.
Well, let's go this way. What if he goes to Arizona?
Poor guy.
Right, like, poor bastard. Let's say Arizona wins this, because we all know that the best commissioner in the four major sports in America right now. I know, I hate saying it too, trust me. But, like, let's think about it. Like, we know how bad he wants to get this Arizona thing done. And Arizona is still, like, 4 years away from an arena. This is the only reason why I think he's not going there. But that's a story for another night when we actually launch NAFA Radio.
That's like winning an NFL football division at, like, 7-10. I mean,
oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, okay,
but
like, Gary, you're the best commissioner, but you're the whole.
Oh, yeah, it's like being the skinny chick at Kirstie Alley's house. Like, you're going to get laid. I don't care that you look like, you know, George Foreman. It doesn't matter. All right, we all knew this was coming.
George Foreman has sex appeal. Come on now.
So somebody.
Anyway.
I'm saying, like, George Foreman was fat, not George Foreman when he was younger.
All right.
You know, just look at, you know, just because you can, you know, drill a railroad spike into somebody doesn't mean anything. But yeah. The good thing about Arizona is that every player in the league has absolutely loved playing there. Especially the guys who played American college hockey. Like,
yeah.
If Arizona can figure this out with this arena, I'd kind of go this way with it. Don't make it super, super big. Don't make it, keep it, you know, like at Winnipeg, what's it, 14,000? Go 15.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to go 18, 20, like. You're not the Rangers. You don't need a 19,000 seat arena.
Yeah, definitely. Well, listen, we are 45 minutes now from the deadline. What's going on out there, folks? Come on. Let's drop a bomb tonight. Let's do something interesting.
Here's the funny thing, Brian. I literally opened up the broadcast thing for Mix just because there's a clock on it. Like, I could find, like, you know, Dick Clark counting down from 10. I'm sure I could do that somewhere.
We could do that.
Vegas is up. Vegas has scored 4 goals in a period.
Wow. Who's the next Tampa tonight?
Vassie, I think. It's Vassie.
Are they playing with a goalie? Are they playing with a goalie tonight?
Yeah, that's fancy.
Okay.
Marchessault has two.
I think we're going to have something here pretty soon. What do you think, George?
Maybe. I don't know. Is anybody else to? That's the thing. Like, it's kind of like the NHL deadline. Like, everything's gone down like so early. It's like, what's going to really happen today? And who's going to take? Who is going to take?
Drager says they're twiddling his thumbs on the deadline. Well, we're going to have a trade here hopefully the next 3 hours.
Oh, it's the worst part of listening to that. Like, okay, you're going to get something done.
No.
You know what we should have done, Brian? We should have just, like, taken this show from this and then put it on Mix FM and just got Sports Guy Mike going.
And a lot of people don't know the essence of Sports Guy Mike out there, but, you know, probably better that he stays in the shadows. So we'll leave that alone. We'll table that for the show. We got to stay on point. So we got to stay on point.
All right. Well, we'll have a trade. Oh yeah, you can.
Right.
You can announce this one.
You.
Oh man, I got to find it.
No, you did it.
I don't know where it is.
You know what? Damn, how much whiskey have you had tonight? Trade number 2. Between you and me, George.
Yeah. This is why we've been talking so damn much.
Philip Gustafson and a 4th-round pick goes to you. I get Vanacek from the Devils and a 10th-round pick. I approve. Don't forget to approve your trades on the email tonight.
Yeah.
So that means you, George, and that's just for everybody else.
I'm in the middle
there.
Of doing that now, Bri. Jesus.
Right, let's go. Come on, let's do it.
Just to let everybody know that Gustafson is now on the trade block for me.
Maybe we'll get 11th for him.
I'll take a 12th round pick for him. Maybe a used puck.
Okay.
Or somebody with the promise to buy a bottle of Eric O'Grand whiskey. Oh, that's the high stick.
Okay. Well, we're gonna dip into a few things tonight. We're gonna go over. And usually, what we do towards the end of the show is we maybe even dip into some Border Cup predictions. So we may go into there. I'm gonna bring up standings and all that good stuff. And I know Frank's usually here for that. We usually get like live standings and stuff and all kinds of stuff. But we'll see. We'll make amends of what we can do tonight.
Okay, maybe Marchessault didn't score because they're challenging it because he played with a high stick.
Oh, he did?
No. Yeah, I don't know. Well, Fat Pat Maroon's in there telling him the challenge. So, Doug, do you have anything else that you want to announce or that you're close to announcing?
No. I have a couple things going on. I don't have anything right this second.
This is the hard part for me hosting this. Because it's like, I can't, please call here. We'll do the trades on there with me.
Yeah, I'd love to see, you know, look, we want to have you guys call in. I mean, if you're listening out there.
I'm shocked Dan hasn't called in yet.
What's that? I'm really surprised, too. I thought he would. I thought Wheeler would call in tonight.
Shocked at
Wheeler's just doing too many deals.
Yeah, I know. He got us rolling. Okay, so our deal is now done, and I approve this message. I spelt it right. I'm
okay.
Like, you know, some other people.
We're getting Dan in pretty soon, so.
Yeah. I just texted him.
So that'll be good. So, let's take a look and see. Doug, you and I are in a close matchup right now. Can't get a goal. Sabres 1-1 with, you know, just keep an eye on the Sabre game for my team tonight. That's all you really need, got to do.
This is the great thing to have, like, two TVs, like, because we just finished watching Elimination Chamber. Now I can put the Golden Knights on the big TV, and then I can watch, like, every game that's left because, Jesus, they're still challenging us. I'm sorry. I honestly do believe, we have a trade to announce.
Hey.
Which is why Frank got off the phone. You knew it. I knew he was in the middle of a trade. Could have done it here. To Las Vegas, left winger Victor Arvidsson, defenseman Adam Larsson, Jacksonville's 13th, Jacksonville's 14th, to Jacksonville, Yanni Hakimpa. Oh, I said that right. Comp four.
Compensatory fourth? Is that for – whose compensatory fourth is that, by the way?
I don't know. It just says compensatory fourth, San Diego's eighth. Jacksonville approves, and he'll be back on the show in a few minutes.
Who's
– oh.
Oh, well, he's coming back. He must have taken some – you know, who knows?
So we are doing the compensatory picks. What was that email?
Doug, maybe Frank took some Sukrokin tonight. That's a little side joke. A little Suklama.
Dude, I almost feel like Michael
Philly,
Scott.
Philly, oh, Bates said Philly compensatory pick. So.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that was for the contest he won or something like that, if I remember.
Let's see, Kings, Coyotes. Oh, wait, no, I want the Coyotes broadcast because that's Biz. There's so many games on tonight. I can only watch some of them. Because I live in New York and, well, fuck it.
That's your first problem. I'm kidding. I'm joking.
How about the fact that I can't watch the Flyers because of where I live?
That's you're saying that's a problem?
No. They're playing the Kraken.
Oh. I know. What's up with the Kraken, man?
Good. It's about time. Daniel Wheeler joins us once again. Hey, man. Frank is back with
us. What's up, man?
Hey, yeah, I'm back. I'm glad you got my last one right the second time.
I had to go wheel and deal for a little bit.
You know what, Dan? I was watching.
Little Pepto Bismol. Frank's going to make like seven moves tonight. I already know what's going on.
Well, Dan, I was watching draft day the other day, and so I have Sonny Weaver in my head. It's Mr. Sonny Weaver.
Oh,
that's a great Sonny movie. Weaver.
Great movie. Yeah,
we're
you're right.
We're in a different world than we were in 30 minutes ago.
Oh,
thank
tremendous.
You,
motherfucker. And Brian, that was the name of my fantasy football team. Fighting Sonny Weavers.
The Pancake
Eaters? What was it called?
The Fighting Sonny Weavers.
You know what one of my fantasy team names is in hockey? Fucking Cover. How about that one?
I'm waiting for the first Devil fan to actually name a team, you know, give me fuel, give me fire, give me Timo fucking Meyer. I know this is NAFA, and I know what we're doing here. Can we, like, bridge this whole, like, NHL trade deadline, like the real trade deadline, and work it in with ours? Can somebody explain to me?
You need 5 weeks worth of NAFA playoffs. You can't have the NAFA trade deadline.
Frank, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the talk, because, you know, when there's no trade, what do we have really to talk about? Here. Can somebody please explain Timo Meier to me and why the Devils want him so friggin' bad?
You got to ask Tommy that question.
Like, this is a team. It's almost like that Toronto deal, how we're not doing anything, we're not doing anything, we're not doing anything, and then their draft board now looks like mine, where there's no first, no second, no third, no fourth for rentals.
I think Toronto.
What the hell was that?
I think Toronto doesn't pick till 2030, if my memory stands correct. They may not have a draft pick till 2030.
At this point, I have
one serious question. Are any of those compensatory picks where if they, like, make the second round, they have to give up something? Because I would never go for it. Because we know they're never going to make the second round.
We'll see. I hope not.
Oh, that's right. They're not playing Boston in the first round this year. Oh, it didn't matter because they lost to Montreal that one year. But, like, this is like that. The Ryan O'Reilly deal is nuts to me. And Noel Achary. Like, I don't see Noel Achary either. Like, but, like, the Meier deal. I watched him play the other night. And, Brian, you're watching him now. The guy disappears. He's great against the Ducks. He's terrible against everybody else. At one point, I got to figure out where to put this stupid microphone. It's driving me nuts. I miss the old studio, bro. I'm telling you.
I know. Yeah, only
I miss
me
the old studio.
Well, Dan probably understands.
Dan understands. Dan misses the old studio, too.
Dan knows what this old studio is about.
No, without him. Falling asleep on us in the first 10 minutes of the show, then coming back and calling an hour ago. All right, Frank, so walk us through this trade.
Which trade?
Your last one. The one you just consummated.
Well, Dan was over here earlier tonight.
What trade? The next three you're making.
I wish I could be making some more. San Francisco just put Timo Meier on the block.
Ooh.
My dad was over here before. He saw that I put in the chat that I was looking to move a defenseman for a pick. And so he's interested in Larson because of the plus minus. He has 6 plus 3s this year. That's good for 12 goals taken away. So he was looking at that. And then he was looking at a backup winger so he can have extra guys because he keeps having guys get hurt all year. And he liked Arvidsson. So can I do a skit?
Can I do a little skit on what really happened in these negotiations, George?
Yes.
With Frank? Okay. And this, you know, this ties into another owner. Yeah. Hey, Dad, this is Frank. You know, would you talk to my salesman, Tommy? He was trying to sell me Tarasenko. Remember that Tarasenko, that beautiful model car that we had? You know what? Hey, Dad, listen, Adam Larson, man, 6 plus 3s. The Seattle are cracking, man. What do I have to do to get you into an Adam Larson today, Dad?
But here's the thing. Like when Frank said that the plus threes with Larson, all I started thinking of, wasn't that when they were scoring goals? I gotta take my Apple Watch off. This is like killing me. Every time I
Oh man. What is going on out there? We have 31 minutes. That's amazing. I feel like the season just started and we're
right now
before the deadline. It's like what is going on?
Oh, you know, Brian, here's the funniest part was I was saying to Alicia, to my wife, Alicia is my wife, for those of you who don't know, can't believe that I'm married. Great girl, I have. Oh, yeah, it's debatable that she's still married to me.
The fact that she puts up with you this long
is
the wonder of the world.
We lost Frank. Frank is making another deal. He doesn't even have to text me. He just drops off. He's like, I got another deal to make. This would be like if you had, like, Lou Amarillo on, like, the NHL trade deadline show. Where'd Lou go? Oh, here comes Kovalchuk. Brian, I think I've told you this story. Doug, I'm sure I definitely know I haven't told you the story, so you get to hear it for the first time. When I was in high school, we played at the Meadowlands in the state hockey championship. And Lou was late to the dinner, the reception that they had. And the first words out of his mouth were, "I apologize for being late." And mind you, this is 2000, so there's no smartphones. There's, you know, basically no internet. And who the hell knew it was the trade? Mike Morial, who's now of NHL.com. I don't know how much that story heard because I hit my, I muted my microphone. But Lou came Lou came in and says, you know, "Sorry, I was late. You know, just the trade deadline, and I just made a trade with Vancouver." And none of us knew that Alexander Mogilny was even available. Like, and he comes in, he goes, "Oh, yeah, we just traded for Alexander Mogilny." Or he said, "We made a trade with Vancouver," and everybody's going, "No way, he traded for Messier." Because we knew Mess was on the way out of Vancouver. And we're like, "No way, he got Messier. How much of that shit walking in? That's going to chap the Rangers' ass." And then sure as shit, he goes, "Oh, no, it's Alexander Mogilny." And we're all going, "Oh, that's going to chap the Rangers' ass, too." It's like, goddamn, Lou. Frank's got another deal working. You know it. You just absolutely know it.
Was Timo Meier stuff.
Am I wrong about, Brian, like, as hockey fans, do we see Timo Meier? Like, I don't see him fitting in New Jersey. That's not the guy I would think Devils need.
I don't know. I really haven't given a lot of thought with him, to be perfectly honest with you, on where he, you know, where he'd be a good fit and whatnot. Who is working the deals right now? Who's doing it? Dan's got something cooking, I'm sure. Maybe not.
Dude, I'm literally just sitting here going, I'm thinking about something, but
you're
mine's not going to
work in a deal.
I'm not working it. How can I work? I'm sitting here working. The only thing I'm working is with myself. No, he's not available. You'd have to trade for him. Never mind. No, there went my idea. There was my deal. No. Sitting here trying to do the show. Nobody's. Would somebody please hit me up and make a deal? I'm open to making a deal. Brian, we make too many trades. They're going to start chewing ours down.
Anyway, this is about usually when it gets quiet.
Ryan is making deals. George is making deals.
Frank, I have something I'm thinking. Hey, Dan, what do you think of... There's like one move I want to make. There's like one move I want to make, but I know as soon as I make it, it's going to bite me in the ass. Dan, what do you think of Andre Palat?
Because
he's available, just in case anybody's listening and wants to make that move. Especially you Devil fans.
I mean, honestly, I haven't really thought much of him since he left Jersey, and I mean he's only played 23 games.
Hold on, Brian, where's that? What is it? Breaking news, right?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, I got it. Here it is. New to the trade desk this hour, Orlando and San Francisco. Hey, you couldn't have broken this on the damn show yourself, Doug? Oh. Hey, Doug, you do it.
No, it's George. This is our job. This is what we do. This is how it goes.
Jesus.
This is tradition.
All right, whatever. So okay, go ahead, Brian. You do it.
It's, all right, to San Francisco, Boone Jenner and Orlando's 12th. Orlando, Anthony Duclair, and San Francisco's 5th. Interesting little move there. Boone Jenner's also on the trade rumor parade, so he may be getting traded as well. So that could happen. Is something else big cooking? We got 25 minutes left. 25.
Brian, let me ask you this, Brian. For those of us who are new to the league, do transaction numbers I just got a message from the home office here to remind everybody to please make announcements about listing. Oh, please make announcement about listing positions for players and trades. There you go. That came from the home office. With all this, like with the transaction numbers, are those like out the window tonight?
What are you talking about? Can you run that
like
by me one more time? I'm sorry, I zoned out.
Like, I know we have our, yeah, I don't blame you either. I know we have like our transaction things, like limits. Are those like out the window, trade deadline week?
Oh, we're talking about position changes?
Like position changes, airdrops, stuff like that.
No, I still think they apply. I'm pretty sure. This is, oh, you talk about trades, the amount of trades you can make.
Yeah. Like just for those of us who are, you know, new to the league or listening in for this, for some ungodly reason, care about our fantasy hockey.
I made three trades in 3 minutes this year.
Yeah.
Oh, it's unlimited. All right. I think Dan, I think we pushed that hump a little more than once.
I'm
about to push it right now.
The only great thing, see Brian, the only good thing about the Mac is I can get the text, you know, while I'm doing this. As I'm in the middle of typing something up, I have to obviously text you, Brian. As soon as it does. Connor McDavid has another 100-point season, and they will do nothing in the playoffs because they won't do anything. Talk about wasting your career. I'm tired of listening to myself talk. Somebody else talk.
Dan? Talk to us, man. What's going on?
How about that? Yeah. Woo. So, yeah.
Dan's like in Major League. Take over for me, Morty. I'm in the bag. Who, me? Fly ball.
Fly ball. Caught. Dynamite drop in.
Here's the broadcast at school. We're really paying off.
I kid you not, man. I really wish that, because I have all the, like, damn it, I wish I could use the other switchboard for this because there's so much more shit on there. Is Doug with us?
Oh, Bates?
Doug.
This is coming straight from the man himself. You can make 100 trades in a week if you want to. There's nothing
okay.
Bates can't handle, my friend. Just you know that.
Well, his son was in the league last year. He traded way more than his dad.
Dude, I literally just saw, like, a Facebook Messenger post. I apologize to Doug, actually. Doug, are you there? Did we lose Doug?
I think
Doug
did,
is working.
Yeah.
Doug is working so hard on the trade deadline. We're going to have to get him back in.
That's what she said.
That's what she said. All right,
I can never pass that up, George. So you know that.
I know. I can't blame you. I need to look at something before as I'm doing something. In Google Forms, can I just look at something?
All right, we got 20 minutes.
Hey, Bryce, Google Sheets.
Oh, we got a deal. We got a deal. We got a deal.
We have a few. That's why I'm waiting for Doug to get on here so Doug can announce them all.
Come on. Come on, George. Orlando,
I'm in the middle of
Clayton
doing
Keller. Clayton Keller, fifth round pick. Sixth round pick to Kelowna. Second round pick and third round pick. I think Doug Kister has dropped and picked up Blake Coleman 20 times tonight.
You know what the funny thing is? Like, I had him for so long and nobody wanted him. Now all of a sudden he's wanted again.
No, he's like... He's used like a Vegas prostitute on a Saturday night.
He's used like his girlfriend was, or his wife was, with the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. Little known fact there, kids, his wife is a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader.
I felt more comfortable. I mean, Thomas Hurdle was traded three times in like 10 minutes.
That is honestly one of my favorite moves of like the season, because it was like I'd done the deal with Dan, right? And then I was on the phone with Frank about this show and he goes, well, do you really want Hurdle? And I was like, not really. Kind of just took him to take him because, you know, fuck it. All right. Frank's got another deal in place because Frank is back on the line. Frank, could you please announce your trade on the show?
No, I don't have another deal. I was used as a informational purposes on a previous phone call.
Thanks.
But now I'm back.
Frank, I'm just going to text you some because I don't have the patience to look at something.
Yep. Anybody listening, make sure you check your private messages for any trade offers. Just as we get closer and closer to the deadline, because I know there's a lot going on right now. So just keep that in mind on the Facebook side of things if things are cooking in that direction.
I really have this question. Like, if we're talking about just like the NHL trade line and how that may affect NAFA, right? When you got a guy like Patrick Kane who is rumored to – I think the Rangers are out of play. Sorry, Ranger fans. But like, that's the thing. Like, I think if he goes to, like, a place like – I don't know. I'm just going to throw them out there. Vegas, because of the Mark Stone injury, like, the money fits, right? Like, and I don't – and you don't have to make, like, this three-team deal and have this team take 50% and this team take 25%. The NHL, I think, really wants to be the NBA when it comes to trades. Hell, that's why they have the eight-year thing. Frank, as in non-rostered, that's what I meant by that question.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not on the roster.
Good. Okay. So I can finish typing my email.
First the bidders.
I'm just playing games with everybody right now.
Dude, I'm literally sitting here trying to type on my Mac and I'm typing on my other computer. I'm having a great time.
On your 2012 Mac?
Yeah.
Tom's the used car salesman. Hey, everybody, I got a great deal on this used car. Got 150,000 miles, but it still runs great.
Oh, man. It's so good. Oh, man. George rolling on his Windows 98 laptop over there.
Bro, I'm telling you, man. You know how much I paid for this MacBook? You'd be quiet right about now.
Listen, I just got one last year, man. You tell me. Minutes to the deadline. And it's all quiet out there, but we all know behind the scenes things are buzzing out of control. Dan Wheeler's typing like crazy. George Brew is looking for the next Vegas night to pick up on the market.
Looks like about 14 minutes to go.
What's going on out there? Is something big going to drop in the next 14 minutes?
Nope.
Don't forget, everyone, if with all the trades, if you need to do a revised lineup for Bates or for the Frank this week, make sure you get that in after all the craziness. Blake Coleman may end up on 5 lineups at this point. Okay. Because I feel like that's a good name. San Francisco says anyone wants to upgrade a goalie, and they have 2 good ones. You have Connor Hellebuck, and you have Linus Ullmark.
Skidmark.
Yeah.
Doug.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw him. Frank, this is when we need, like, an updated roster sheet, like, in, like, a Google, like, Excel just, like, goes out to everybody, if we could figure out how to do that.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's not that simple.
I don't know. You're the computer guy. I'm not. We've all seen how I do computers.
Well, it takes a lot to move a guy, in and out of a spot, and then the draft picks and everything else. There has to be a log of it. Craig goes through a lot with that, so.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Yes, Tom, I agree with you. I 100% agree with that. I was laughing when I saw that. Kyle Palmieri is at center. I think that's what NHL.com just does for everybody that they don't know what to do with.
Oh, yeah.
Ten and a half minutes left.
Mr. Mortor has entered the group chat. Is Mr. Mortor going to make a late move here in the last 10 minutes?
I think I added somebody named Michael Mortor that isn't Michael J. Mortor.
Michael J. Fox?
I don't know. I don't know if I can go into the list and check the names and get him. Okay, yeah, I think I can delete him. Remove member. Okay. Okay, I added the one. I got to check on my daughter. She's crying, so I'll be right back.
All right. Okay, so let's see. Albert.
How is that possible?
Uh,
All right. Do we want to go over these trades that have been made in the last 5 minutes?
Well, we could certainly talk about that, whatever you guys want to speak about.
Well, I was waiting for Doug.
We have 10 minutes to go.
Frank's daughter crying equals him getting McDavid in 2 minutes.
I am on the line if anybody needs to talk to me.
All right. Love it. Well, you may be getting something. Let's see.
Yeah. Doug, you want to break down these moves for us? Since, you know, I don't feel like reading them. Did we read them?
Well, I sold Boone Jenner for a fifth-round pick.
In all seriousness, I don't even know what your roster looks like anymore to even make you a trade offer.
Well.
And I mean that with all respect.
That's fair, I guess. That's fair.
Just,
So. Oh, but
and then
but
I bought Clayton Keller.
Yep. But I'm going to answer Tom with this one, Bri. Yes, Kyle Palmieri being listed as a center is a fucking joke. Now I have to go back and find where he's not listed as a center.
You're rolling with Kyle Palmieri on your roster right now?
Yeah, I love Kyle Palmieri.
You feel how much LeGrand whiskey have you had tonight, sir?
Damn it. Cancel. Shit. Dude, I lost the switch.
I gotta get my shot. Oh man!
Like I lost the damn switchboard. I don't know how to get back to it. There we go.
Okay. All right, I'm heading out, guys. Have a great night.
Panarin and Jamie, hey Doug, be good, buddy.
Hey Doug.
Good night.
Panarin and Jamie Venn available for picks.
Frank is definitely going after the bread man now. You know, that's what it was. He saw that and his daughter started to cry. We love you, Frank. It's 4-3 in Vegas. Corey Perry scored.
Me and Brian have talked about the scenario of Christmas morning.
Oh, yeah.
Man. I'd love
the day being presented up for trade. And being presented up for trade. And he says, sorry, kids. Christmas is over. McDavid is available.
Like old monster deals go down on
Daddy's got to go to work. McDavid is available.
I tell you.
Okay, I'm back.
I'm going to go with, I don't think that the 1980 rink is hockey's mecca. I'm kind of thinking that's somewhere like, you know, in Brantford, Ontario. Just going, just throwing it out there.
Shit.
Dan, you want to make a move? Let's just make a move to do a move in the next 6 minutes.
Give me all your picks.
All right, I already gave those to Brian. Go get Jack Eichel. And then Mark Stone got hurt. All right, we have Brian. On this switchboard, do you remember if I have the Dick Clark counting down from 10? Nope. Dick in a box. Nope, don't have it. I think I had it on one of the switchboards. I had it on the switchboard. I forgot how long ago I used it.
think it was that one year we did the midnight, the New Year's Eve show, because we had nothing else better to do.
San Jose just scored.
All right, bye. How bad is it that we all know his daughter's crying because he doesn't have McDavid? Hey, what do you mean they won't trade you McDavid? He's bad, man. 4 minutes to go until the trade deadline. How many more deals do we think are in the works right now, Bri?
Does anybody have a expiring taxi they want to give up?
Expiring tax.
Give me all your picks for nothing. Roar.
I have a taxi guy you can have.
Who are you trying to give me all his mom?
Logan Thompson. No.
Yeah, he just got hurt.
but he's still over 50 games played.
You want to deal with him?
Well, the offer is right.
Yeah, I don't have much in pick wise right now, so.
Just like this team, I don't know even what your team looks like anymore.
I only have 8 first round picks and 2 second round picks and 3 third round picks. I don't like my draft, though.
Not me, this.
That's Frank. How many firsts do you got now?
First, right, hold on.
2, and then I have nothing.
2 minutes until the deadline. 2 minutes until the deadline. How many deals do we really think are in the pipeline?
I think we done for the night. Ooh, Delaware didn't fail any clunkers tonight. No! I'm joking. They're playing really well. I just think it's funny how hard he goes to sell. His team is playing really well, but I just love how much effort he does to sell on something. It's a moon clocker.
Come on.
All right. We are down to.
Hold on.
I might have one.
Okay, I got one.
Ooh.
I got one coming in.
30 seconds left.
I got one coming in. I'm just putting it out there now.
Oh, so would you like me to do the drop for you there, Brian?
Nah, I don't know. This is, oh my God, this is a big trade. I need a while to type this one up.
Well, just announce it here then.
No, I'm not going to announce this one. No, it's, I'm only kidding. It's, this is.
All right, I have a deal coming out. Coming out before
the clock. All right. Well, we are 15 seconds past it.
Is it past 12?
Yep, past 12. 12 minutes, 12 o'clock and 30 seconds.
Okay, between me and Bates, I have one coming out.
Okay.
Being packed up now.
Hey, everybody, we're all going to get laid.
Hey, shoots and scores.
It's funny you play that sound, but that's what I'm going to play it from.
You know what's funny, Brian? You know what I haven't played tonight, and it almost feels like we have to do it anytime there's a Ranger fan on this?
Oh, don't do it.
What?
Through one is Brock Lopp there. Scramble for him there. They poke away at him. Still in blue. Poked out by Kovalchuk. They score!
I'm sorry, Frank.
And how did it work for you the next round after that? Oh, that's right.
Oh, not a Devil fan. I just have to play it because contractually.
Listen, next week, George might be a Sabre fan, so just keep that in mind. There's always
What?
All right, I got to last a second deal in, by the way. Me and Doug, Frank will appreciate this. I got Brian Rust coming into the fold for a sixth-round pick.
For what?
Yeah, I got Brian Rust from Doug.
Okay.
In the last second deal.
Just the six when I picked them in the second round. That's a good ad.
Listen.
All right, kids. Hold on.
It's a late move.
All right. Here we go. Here's the last trade, I think. To Peterborough, Kaapo Kakko, and Dan Vladar.
Ooh.
For Miles Wood and Spencer Knight.
Interesting.
I really like Spencer Knight's new mask.
Oh. Huh. Really?
Lord.
Well, all I'm going to say is, Bruce, stay away from my team.
Were there any big offers made tonight that were shut down for you?
Who, Frank?
For me, there was. I made a big offer and was shut down.
I had one that was shut down.
Yeah.
Yep, same here.
Damn, we haven't made me an offer.
No.
But he was asking for something else.
I was working on something else.
An offer I can't refuse.
All right, boys, I'm off to bed.
All right.
Well, let's
thanks for doing this again, George Sanborn. Thank you, boys.
I know. No worries.
I've got official scores on tomorrow, and everybody make sure you get your lineups in by noon, please.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Night, boys.
Night, there. Frank.
All right.
Happy
good
Monday.
All right. So let's turn this into What's Brewing After Dark now, right?
No.
We're
going to wait for Johnny to call in so we can vent about the next one.
Yeah.
That's usually what happens.
I was about to say, you know, what I did miss was Johnny calling in to join in, because he usually was good for basketball talk.
Yeah, he is. He is good for basketball talk.
With his New York Knickerbockers.
Dan Vladar.
Didn't Boston have him a couple years ago? I feel like he was a Bruin.
I don't know. You tell me.
I feel like he was.
That's one of your five teams.
It's one of my two.
Boston, New Jersey.
No, New Jersey is my wife's team. Buffalo now. It's actually funny, Dan. I went to a couple weeks ago. I went to see Vegas play on Long Island, and luckily, you know, to have friends in low places, and I got to meet most of the Islanders after the game. And man, is Anders Lee a good guy? Which is why I was going after him so hard.
Well, he's a proud member of my team.
I know. I was so mad I didn't see that message until after you got him.
Roar.
All right, Bri. So we got, I don't know, 25 minutes left in the stream unless we're going to turn this into What's Brewing After Dark. Uppy dates, standings. Congratulations to you guys though, for clinching playoff spots. I'll get there someday. My team just kind of took a dump after Christmas. Hey, how is this Bally Sports thing going to hurt the NHL?
What do you mean in particular?
With them going bankrupt.
What are you saying?
Supposedly Bally Sports is like going into bankruptcy.
Oh yeah, Bally Sports is default. Like what? How many billions below or millions of loans or something? Yeah.
They're already going to bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Yeah, they are. Well, I don't know. I mean, what does that really mean?
The only article I can really find is on The Athletic, and I have The Athletic on my phone, not on my computer.
Don't mind me. I'm just submitting my lineup. I was uber tempted to make one monster offer tonight like 40 times and I didn't do it. I showed restraint for once.
There were some of the trade, like there were some moves that I think we saw that like coming into today. Everybody really got their trades in, like, yesterday, in my opinion.
Well, it's starting to happen like that. I think, you know, the thing is we have 12 playoff teams, so you could still make the play, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they only had 8, so I think you would get a lot more sellers at that point.
Yeah.
I guess, overall, there was some decent activity, though. I mean, it wasn't a deal, but there were some good trades made, though.
I think, like, the way the season's gone, it's that there's been a lot, like, I almost feel like if the haves made a trade, like, if one have had it made a trade, then another have made another trade. Like, so you got,
yeah,
like, trades in bunches, which is a good thing in a league. Like, you know, like, for those of you, like, that are actually listening to this, and I honestly don't know why that if you're not in this league and you're listening to this. But like you've been in fantasy leagues where there's no moves and it's no trades and everybody's like, I drafted who I drafted and that's how I'm going to go the year and I'm going to pick up and add and do whatever. The great thing about NAFA, and like this was like what Brian, you sold me on, and like I've seen it now for being in the league and being the expansion member of the relocation, member, wherever we want to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
You can take a day off of this league, but you're always looking at something in this league. I literally have just the Gmail account for this league only to keep stuff, like, keep it out of my normal ones. And I'm like 1,000 emails, and that's from what, July?
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, like, you know, every trade is two, could be, you know, could be three if there's, like, a corresponding move or whatever with it. But still, like, for our league, that's the most unique league of any that I've ever seen, you know, in my opinion. Like, that nothing gets contentious. Like, you know, we all got shot down on big trades tonight. Nobody's, like, upset at the other person. We get it, right? Where, Brian, we were in another league this year where shit got contentious.
Oh,
which led to me leaving the league that I was in for years just because I couldn't stand BS.
I'm still in there, Georgie, but when I tried to taunt myself, they wouldn't get rid of me.
You'll be out here next year.
I'm sure I'll be out. But
yeah. Like, did teams make trades today that made them better? That's my question. Like, when we wake up when we wake up tomorrow and look at all the rosters and the starting lineups for this week, do you go, oh man, you were better last week?
I think there were a lot of, like, I'm a little surprised that, like, well, first of all, I think Teddy's the favorite right now, right?
Yeah.
And he didn't do anything. Now, is that a bad thing or a good thing? I don't know. His team is really loaded up. You know, I think he's got the best starting lineup every week in NASA, personally, top to bottom. Mm-hmm. You know, but could he have used some depth? Could he have used some, you know, just in case he got injuries? I mean, I guess we all could, but maybe he feels he's got everything he needs. So,
you know, and when you look at it, really, like, yeah, this isn't like, you know, it's a fantasy league. It's not the NHL where, like, oh, a change of scenery could help this guy.
No, I mean, Sometimes it feels that way. It's weird. And I know but it's all superstition. There's no fact to that whatsoever.
There's no fact to that.
You know, I'm going to trade all my Tampa guys to Sanborn. Just they need a change of scenery. Like, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, like, but that's what I'm saying. Like, if you were to go, like, or just, hey, maybe I just need a change of scenery with who I'm playing every week. Like, and that's the thing. Like Teddy, he plays almost the same lineup every week, right? It feels like
pretty much. I mean, he's got great forwards. I mean, he's just got a great team. I mean, his team is handful. He's got great defensemen. He's got, you know, Ranton. He's got Chisa Robertson. He's got, you know, Yossi and Fox. And, you know, he just comes at you multiple ways, you know?
And like, a guy like Brock Nelson, like, he's having, like, a career revival year.
Yeah.
You know, like,
he's the guy I had last year. I had him last year, almost protected him. He had, like, what, 30 goals that let him go.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think he could duplicate it, but apparently he is.
Where, like, when you look at a guy like Brock Nelson, and now, like, it's kind of like when you look at a team like the Islanders, like, NAFA makes you watch hockey, right? Like, we watch our teams, yes, but it's a Saturday night. I got 4 games on.
Yeah.
Granted, you know, my team is on the bigger of the 4 cubes on ESPN+.
Oh, it means you got the Sabres on the cube. Okay.
I have the Sabres on, too. Yeah. They're not in the big screen. No. Actually,
I know you're scouting. I know you're almost my team. You better not be jumping on our wagon.
Trust me, that's the last thing I'm going to do.
Good. We don't want you. You're not allowed.
You know what though? I still want to get my hands on the black Buffalo Heads jersey and just get Barnaby put on it.
Well, I used to have one of those, man. Love that jersey, man. Yep. I'm going to get a Cousins probably,
I think.
But yeah, we'll see.
Like,
my guy right now.
But, like, when you look at it, like, in our league, like, stuff happens. Like, I got rid of Kyle Palmieri a couple months ago for, I don't even remember who the hell I dropped him for. Now he's playing with Anders and Brock. That's why I don't get why NHL.com has them listed where they have them listed.
Yeah. You got to pay attention to all that stuff in this league. You really
no,
do.
No, I get, no, but, like, I get it. But I'm like, I just don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, why he is that, why he's there, because he's playing a wing with those guys.
Gotcha. Well, you know,
where
my strategy was all over the place tonight. I was thinking about doing a monster move. I was thinking about standing pat. I was thinking about selling. I was all over the place. But
yeah,
I just said, you know what? I'll make two modest upgrades. Depth moves, goalie. That's it. Because I don't think I got enough to beat a Teddy. And the thing is, to get a big defenseman, you got to give up a lot of picks, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're not available. They're just, you know, they're just not out there. And the guys that you can give up, you know, second, third round picks for, I already got a bunch of defensemen that are plus like 20, plus 30 that get three or four goals, like. So what's the point of even making a trade for him?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I see it. Now, that doesn't mean, you know, so I figured, you know, I'll just get a backup winger that I need to start and a goalie. That, and that's it. And just that's really all. So it's going to be
She used TSN for that pickup.
TSN?
Hey, there's a right wing on there.
Ah.
But that's why, like, him being a center on NHL.com, it's like, almost to me, it's like they don't even try anymore.
Well, TSN used to be really good with the multi-positionals. They used to have, like, when you clicked on the player, they would have a lot of center right wingers and center wingers. They don't do that anymore, unfortunately, and that's really hurt our lineups. Don't forget you could use Hockey DB as well.
Oh.
Don't forget.
Yeah, but yeah, I know that, but I'm just sitting here, like, I just went to NHL.com real quick, and I didn't even realize, like, fuck center?
No, you can't use Pornhub for a player, position.
Yeah. Pornhub. Can if
bad.
It's, yeah.
Wait a minute. Damn it. Oh, man.
There goes my source.
What's going on for the weekend? The rest
Not
of the weekend?
Much.
This is a weird deadline. I'm so used to, like, being 9 o'clock and now it's like 12:19. Like, man, it's so late, dude. Oh, tired.
As someone would say, it's catered time.
I know. I'm back on East Coast time for now.
Oh.
But I finally. Yeah, I'm in Florida. I'm in Florida right now.
Are you? That's all?
Yeah. Yes, I am. I'm my mom's. So I'm going to my dad's tomorrow for a few days.
Okay.
I gotta help him out with some stuff, so you know. Like,
right, where is
off.
It on here? Is Shauna Rhett on here?
Shauna Rhett?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I got something. Stu Barnes is on there. There's a.
Isn't there just the overtime one?
In overtime, I don't know if that's on there actually. I don't know if that's on there.
So this point it is. I mean, I could have played this one for Frank.
Do we have evil
Brian? Meanwhile, it's played along to him. Centering pass flagged down by Green. Played into traffic, though. Starting back up with it now. It's Martinez in a 3-on-2. Clifford gave it across. It's held in a shot. Saved. Rebound. Martinez. Martinez.
Wow, that's brutal, George.
you're just teeing off on the Ranger fans tonight. I can't say anything. My team's never won. So I can't say a word. My team's never won a Stanley Cup, so.
We got to get some Tampa Bay stuff in here for Dan.
We could always make fun of.
We got to get Vintage Dave Michigan. We got to get him.
Yeah, right. We could do it. We could remind the Vancouver Canucks fans out there of this.
We require as a team proper levels of pugnacity, testosterone, truculence, and belligerence.
Because diving doesn't work in the playoffs. Because biting isn't always a penalty. Because the Green Men don't have real jobs. Because we play the Edmonton Oilers and Minnesota Wild a combined 12 times per season. Because come summer, Roberto Luongo is always crying in a corner. Because we employed Todd Bertuzzi. Because our 82-game record is enough to hang our hat on. Because it gives our fans false hope. Because rioting comes second nature. Because at least we weren't swept. Because it's the President's Trophy.
That's some of my favorite NHL commercials. Because it's the playoffs. Oh, man. All right, Brian, you want to go over the NAFA standings as we roll right now?
Ooh, you caught me off guard. But continue just for a minute. I wish this is usually where we have Frank late, and he goes over some of the. Let me see if I can bring some up here. I can go back a little ways and get.
Well, Frank did go over the.
Rule changes. Yeah, I'm looking at standings basically. It is amazing just how much better one comes from there. It's incredible. I mean, the fact that I'm pretty much very seventh place, you know what I mean? And I'm like fifth place in like kind of no man's land at this point. It's pretty wild. Like, I don't know if I could pull this off tonight again. And like the fact that Kelowna and Long Island still have an outside shot to be the 2 seed at 15 points is crazy. But like I said, Nashville and Jacksonville are 14-2, 13-2-1 right now. Delaware's 11-4-1. Delaware's won 10 in a row, I believe, by the way. But Tommy's on a roll, and I know he didn't make any deals tonight. But I don't really think he had it personally. I think he did a lot of what he needed to do. So he's pretty much set. I think those are the three favorites. Listen, I've got dark horses. I feel Big Dan's a dark horse, man. And all the time, you have Tampa gets hot. You got Kyle Connor. Kyle Connor can go on a bender, man. You just never know, what can happen there. So see if Wheeler can pick the field up and make it wrong. Yeah.
Hello?
What do you think?
I think I heard that.
And the race for Connor Bedard is alive and well. So we'll see how that goes. Towards the bottom. The mumble jumbo for the, between New George, Peterborough, Vegas, and Kelowna for the last spot. Probably Vegas, Peterborough, or Jersey City. Atlantic City's in for sure. In for sure, I think, at this point. Doug has a chance to get out of there. But George, you're probably going to lose tonight.
What?
Are you losing tonight? Or are you winning?
No,
are you
doing? I think I'm winning.
Jeez, come on, George. You got to lose, dude. Come on. Didn't we talk about this? I'm only kidding. I thought I have George's pick, Dan. By the way.
And you know what, like the thing with my team was, I had 3 weeks where Vegas couldn't buy a goal.
I know. But then you had some games early in the season where you were on fire.
Yeah.
So it was just kind of like a little bit of everything, really.
Like, I cannot begin to tell you the last time that Riley Smith scored a goal.
You know, I think Dan started this with the whole Tampa thing, where he had so many Tampa guys. And remember, Dan, we were talking, like, I'm not sure if it's going to work or how it's going to go, but it's really not, you know, it's something that can work if you do it right. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
If you get the right team, like, I'm doing it right now a little bit with Buffalo because I think I'm really high in the Sabres the next couple of years, so I'm trying to get in on it now and just build with all these Sabres and, you know, see how it goes in the next couple of years. But if you get the right ones, and if they're a high-scoring team, then sure.
Yeah, and you know, the thing that kind of hurt me was, like, there was a couple weeks where, you know, Krejci had gotten hurt, right, and I couldn't play him, so then I got to play Chandler Stephenson. And then Palat was out, where if I just, you know, moved Palat at some point, I could have kept Chandler Stephenson as a wing, but he came back. I'm like, all right, there's a wing, and you know, with New Jersey, he can score. It just hasn't gotten hot again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I got Miramanov, and, you know, he got hurt. He looked like a bright spot on my defense. Like, you know, how long did I play Alec Martinez where he did nothing?
Yep.
Where, you know... And then, you know, to build towards the future with my team, you know, I had to take Logan Thompson out of the net. Thank God I did because he got hurt. And I got him right around when he hit 50 points, 50 games played, or right before it.
Yeah.
Now it's like now I'm playing a goaltender plays once a week in Jeremy Swayman. So it's like.
Yeah. Well, you know who did that? And I think he won a Boyer was Warren, you weren't in the league when he was here, but he had when he had Philip Grubauer on Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Remember how good Washington was, but Grubauer would play once or twice a week and do really well.
Yeah.
So Warren decided to go with him and say, okay, you got a goalie on a great team who's only going to play once or twice a week, but he's not going to hurt you, and that's what he did. And he did that and won a Stanley Cup with it. I mean a Boyer Cup with it, and he had a lot of defensemen. With a lot of plus three possibilities. That's what I'm trying to do right now. I mean, I don't know if I can do as good as he does, but that's what I'm banking on. There's other ways you could do it. You know, sometimes like just having goalie, like I was thinking about getting Hellebuck from Jason, but Hellebuck's got a crazy hard schedule the first week of the playoffs. Like every team he plays, he could give up four goals. Like he's got four really good offensive teams he's got to play. Yeah. So I was like a little scared by that, you know? Like what if the Jets win 6-5 or they lose 6, you know what I mean? Or lose 5-4. And they could, so.
Yeah, like I haven't won a week since like week 10.
Oh, yeah. But you do listen. You're really active your first year, and you're getting, you know, tonight. You got a fourth round pick from me for a guy you picked up off the waiver wire. That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's not bad at all, dude. So. And
I think I talked to you when I picked him up. I said, well, you know, I'm not going to play. I'm going to play Swayman because of his RFA status.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I had traded for Swayman early in the year, I honestly thought he was going to. I didn't realize that Linus Allmark was going to turn into like 1993-94 Marty Brodeur or 2003-2004 or 2005-06 Henrik Lundqvist or whatever the hell year it was his first year.
Mm-hmm.
Like who the hell thought that was going to? Like I didn't think that was going to happen.
Yeah. No.
I went. You know, like, I probably would have made that trade if I had thought that was going to happen. You know, and I would just picked up Omar.
Yeah.
But I didn't know. I didn't know where Jim Montgomery was. You know, and like I made the move for Logan Thompson the way I did because I knew that Bruce Cassidy values young goaltenders. And mm-hmm. Logan Thompson has been great for Vegas. It's just that knee scares me.
Oh, yeah.
Remember I told you I did a Sabre thing on Twitter before the show?
Mm-hmm.
I was telling the guy, that my friend Thomas, who's in Rochester, I said, I was telling him about NAFA. He's like, dude, is there an opening? He wants in. He's so interested in it. And I said, I wish. I said, but if there is, you know. He says, yeah. Wait, you guys don't play for money and you're this into it? And I go, yep. He goes, are you kidding me? He goes, that's crazy. Like, he was shocked that, you know, you don't hear, like, free leagues like this just be so active.
I think that I think that fosters everything, though. Like, I think everybody – I think the way, like, Frank runs the league fosters that. Because, like, we were saying, like, I've been in free leagues where it's boring. I've been in paid leagues where it's boring.
Yeah.
Like, I think that was, like, one of the things, like, even with this league, I was always like, wait, this is – like, you guys do all this and it's free? Like, because we know, like, how long have I hosted this show for you guys?
Yeah. Years. It's been years, dude. Did you just have the Sabre game on, by the way?
I do have the Sabre game on.
I was watching it, and all of a sudden they showed, like, a final score from an English Premier League game. It's like, what the heck was that
on? Well, see, unlike you, I watch the game on ESPN+. Plus.
Oh, I'm watching it on a Cody right now at play that Dad has here in the spare room. So the Cody?
Like,
the Matt Cody?
Oh,
that brings that Dan knows what that means.
I know what it is.
It's
you know what, like, I want to know what they do with the NFL next year. Like, how much harder is it going to be streamed once they go to the UK?
They're just going to play 54 games a year at some point.
No. What I'm saying with that is, it's like, when they go to, like, when it goes to YouTube, how much harder is it going to be to stream and how much is this going to cost? Because I'll gladly pay for it. I didn't want to ever get, you know, DirecTV because, you know, DirecTV, you know, is a part of bundles.
Oh. Peyton Krebs penalty shot, George.
Oh, maybe they'll do certain packages, like how many massages you can give Mr.
Krebs. Married. Hey, he's a married man now again.
Oh, I'm sure he's 7 menage a trois looking right.
Hey, look, the guy's 80 years old. God bless. Like I've said since Dan tries to bring this up every time he talks to me, God bless him. I hope when I'm 80 years old, it still works. I just hope I make it to 80.
I hope he still has a little lead left in the pencil at that point.
Yeah. I've been clicking that pencil for a long time.
I just like busting your balls on that. That's fine.
I know. I know you bust balls. It's
that's what
that's
she said.
What I do. Master ball buster.
Hey, you know, Brian, I was actually thinking about this, like, with how much work, like, Frank does and how much work Craig does.
Yeah.
We as a group should, like, I don't know, get him, like, a Starbucks gift card or something. Like, here.
For Frank? No, Frank doesn't drink no Starbucks. I already know what Frank wants.
Frank wants Disney points. Yes.
He probably would like that, actually.
You know, it's a funny thing. I was actually – there's going to come a day where, like, Frank's like, where are the points, like, the vacation club points are mine, and I could just hear Frank calling me up going, so I want to go to Disney World. Can you hook me up?
Yeah. No, it's just unbelievable how we have a free league that does all this. It really isn't.
Yeah.
You're right. It, you know, I mean, listen, not every owner is into it like Frank. I mean, nobody's into it like Frank.
right? But, you know, it's kind of crazy. Like, I'm in a pay league, and I think I put more effort in that than through the pay league. It's just, it's weird. Like, you would think I'd be the opposite, but I don't.
Yeah.
Because we do all kinds of cool things for this league, like the trade deadline show. And, you know, we have RFA, and we have, you know, pick pools for the draft. I mean, how crazy is that?
Yeah, and it's literally like, it's just, and like I've said to you, it's fun. You know, like.
That's what it's supposed to be. I mean, that's really what we want. I mean, obviously you want things to be, you know, you want it to go well, and, you know, we've always had some tumultuous moments here and there with trades and stuff, but overall, you know, it works itself out. So, ooh, I thought that was a goal. Come on, Tage. Alright, now we're clicking here. Tage, I need to tie Doug here. Get a goal. He's shooting like crazy. What's Vegas doing right now, George?
4-3, a minute into the third.
Dan.
What?
If I get back in time on Thursday, I may go see Sabres Tampa Bay. If I get back from my dad, it's a 50-50 shot. If I get back up here on Thursday, I'm going to go see Sabres Tampa Bay on Thursday night.
That's a gorgeous
game. Are you going to go?
Yeah, I think so. If I get back here in time, yes.
Tesla coils. What?
It's like, Brian, here's the funniest thing with, like, Vegas. So they play, they're home tonight, then they're on the road, Tuesday in Chicago. They're back home for two games. And then they go to Colorado on Monday, and then they're home for three games next week.
Schedule's so wonky.
And then
everything.
I just happen to be looking at the Devil schedule. They have like two weekend games left. But like in March, they play a Tuesday night versus Tampa and a Thursday night versus Tampa at Prudential Center. Who the hell did that? Like, have you ever seen a back-to-back against the same team in the same building?
Without the, you know, COVID shit?
Maybe. I don't even know. But it can't be more than once or twice.
Like, I don't think I've ever seen that outside of, like, the COVID year.
Probably not.
Yeah. All right, kids. Since it's the East Coast for all of us.
We're calling it?
I think we'll call it. Yeah, we gave everybody 10 minutes more than we wanted to. Well, we gave them 10 minutes more on the end and go, you know, because
we never got Johnny to call in, so.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
I think
Derek
he had to work, unfortunately. Yeah.
But, yeah, so great first deadline show for me hosting and me running it.
Yeah.
Thank you, for everybody, we are going to start soon.
Well, now it's funny, George. I used to thank you all the time for letting us do the show now. For years. And now
yeah,
it's like,
I appreciate
okay,
it.
Here he is.
Great. That's my team. My show.
We can unless we're going to do it at Dan's house or something. You know, silly.
Well, and here's the thing that, like, here's a funny thing, too. We have been talking about starting NAFA Radio. We'll get more information on that as we kind of start bedding down, like, how we want to do it. A weekly thing on, I guess, Sunday night.
I mean, but, yeah, we could, yeah, whatever you want to do. I mean, we could do, like, if we want to do, especially, like, when we get closer to playoff time, especially the first week.
Yeah, like, we'll do it that way. And then, like, you know, and then we'll do the draft lottery live. Well, we'll do the draft live. We'll do and stuff like that. Well, we are going to start doing this more. And because I enjoy it. And
yeah.
What's brewing is
like
my Napa radio.
Especially like a draft. Once we get to like draft stuff and like RFA time and the beginning of the season, you know, preview. We could do some stuff. Yeah, we can.
Yeah, we'll definitely go around
that. It doesn't have to be 2 hours. You know,
I don't really care. You know, because I'm gonna have.
Well,
because I'm doing like
5 hours show, but that's besides the point.
You can have it. But like, you know, because like with 100 Mix, I'm, you know, all of what's brewing is moving. If you are listening to this, and because you're still subscribed to the What's Brewing feed. What's Brewing, I think it's April 1st, I think, and we were talking about April 1st, the What's Brewing Sports Radio Network does officially finally move over to 100 Mix FM. You know, so we're going to move all the sports shows over there.
Okay.
Right in time for hockey, but we could talk about that off the air. But Let's Brewing, we'll move over there to 100mixfm.com. This is going to become, this feed, this stream is going to become NAFA Radio. Yeah, there'll be some What's Brewing stuff on here, obviously. But it's mainly going to be NAFA Radio, and every team's going to have, you know, whatever they want. We're going to work that out. I don't know how much I want to, you know, because there's some sensitive stuff on the thing. I don't want people clicking around and ticking around with stuff. But like everybody can do a podcast and, you know, email it over to me, and then we'll, I guess put it up on the site and you can do it that way. But like NAFA Radio is going to be live. Trade Deadline Show is going to be live. I wanted to do it this year, but it just, you know, time and everything kind of worked against it. We're going to do a Twitch stream of a NAFA All-Star game. We could do that anytime. We don't have to do it at NHL. We don't have to do it when, but we can do that. But that's what we're going to do. And yeah.
Sounds good. Okay.
You know, I had some dopey ideas, but, you know, some of them, that one may turn out to be kind of fun.
Sure. We'll roll it along. All right, man. Always.
All right, gents. Always.
Have a good evening.
Yeah, we have to start doing What's Brewing again. I kind of miss it.
I know. It's been a while. Well, so let us know. Keep us in the mix. Put it in the group chat, too.
Which group chat? Which one of the 17 we have?
I don't respond to any of them.
I don't respond to that one either. I blocked everybody.
You've got to start one with the people you want. Let me know, and then I'll just get rid of the other ones.
Okay.
I'll leave that to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'll talk
later.
Anytime, man.
Night, Dan.
Night, Dan.
All right. Good night.
Night, Wheeler. Be good.